1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Former President Trump remains at his Florida estate, but he's expected to travel to New York for his arraignment Tuesday. The Manhattan grand jury indicted Trump after hearing testimony related to possible misuse of campaign finances during his 2016 run for the White House. Details of the indictment remain sealed. Johns Hopkins history professor and ABC contributor Lee Wright Rigor says it marks the first time a former president is facing criminal charges.
Because we've never had anything like this, because for a very long time, the behavior of presidents, either during their presidencies, while on the campaign trail, or afterwards, have been off guards or essentially against prosecution, what we're seeing right now is a complete shift in the political landscape.
The former president calls the indictment political persecution and claims it's election interference. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden in Mississippi today, visiting the town of Rolling Fork and receiving briefings and meeting with families impacted by last week's deadly tornadoes. This is ABC News. Wimbledon is allowing Russian and Belarusian players back onto the court.
Wimbledon's decision to ban Russian and Belarusian players from the prestigious championships last year led the men's and women's pro tennis tours to strip the event of ranking points. Friday, the All England Club announced it plans to let those players back in 2023, but with conditions. They'll be neutral. That means their countries won't be listed after their names, and they'll be prohibited from expressing support for the war and from accepting money from the Russian or Belarusian governments or state-run companies. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Former South African Olympic and Paralympic runner Oscar Pistorius will remain in prison for the killing of his girlfriend in 2013. A parole board today ruled against an early release. The Justice Department today filed a lawsuit against Norfolk Southern Railroad for last month's train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, asking for more than $100,000 for each day hazardous substances were spilled. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. There's a bipartisan bill to let pregnant low-income women in Wisconsin keep their Medicaid coverage for about a year. About half of all state lawmakers are co-sponsoring it. There are 82 school referendums in Wisconsin next week. For some, the stakes are high.
The Adams Friendship School District is asking for a four-year non-reoccurring referendum, exceeding the revenue limit by $3 million. If the referendum doesn't pass, they will have one more chance in the spring of 2024. If that fails, they will be forced to dissolve the district and the schools will be closed. If the Athens District doesn't pass their referendum, they will only be able to operate one more year before closing. For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay.
In sports, the Bucks lost big to the Celtics last night, and Minnesota State's Mike Hastings is the new Badger men's hockey coach. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude,
Did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut
you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And boy, was it made yesterday. And boy, was I mistaken about Alvin Bragg. I'll tell you something. I was very dissatisfied when Alvin Bragg didn't prosecute Donald Trump about a year ago, right after he took office. Two of his experienced prosecutors were ready to do it. Deeply suspicious that nothing was going to happen, and I was wrong. We went off the air yesterday about 4 o'clock, and while we were on the air, probably late on the air, a grand jury returned an indictment of Donald Trump. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the legal basis of it. We want to talk about upcoming procedures, and I want to talk about the impact on the country. And I'm going to start with the impact on the country. In a perverse way, I think this is a great event for the country and a sad, tragic event for the country. I'm not in a celebratory mood. Donald Trump, as a criminal defendant, has a right to the presumption of innocence, has a right to present his case, and due process will apply. The reason I think that it's a great day for the United States is because it's a great day for the rule of law. No one is above the law, no matter what his position. And this case shows that even a former president and a wealthy man, if he commits a criminal offense, and an indictment, by the way, is a statement that there is probable cause to believe that he committed a crime. Prosecutor has to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt at the trial. Difference between the two is that beyond a reasonable doubt is the highest form of the highest bar that any litigant has to make in any trial in the United States. Now, at the same time, it's a sad day for the United States because a former president embodies in him that at one time, he was both the head of government and the head of state. We're one of the few countries in the world that combine those roles. You take a look at Britain. You have King Charles. He's the head of state. The head of government is Rishi Sunak, who is a prime minister, which just means he's the first minister for the king. And hundreds of years ago, the king was the guy that ran things. Now the king is a figurehead. But still, the king is the embodiment of the state in Britain, and the prime minister is the embodiment of the government, or the head of government. And that's true in a lot of other countries. In this country, the genius of our founding fathers is that George Washington, a lot of people wanted him to be king. He said, no, But he was the head of state as well as head of government. So is Joe Biden, every other president we ever had. So what's going to happen now? Well, normally what would happen is, in a white collar case like this, the lawyers could bring Trump in, and Alvin Bragg wanted him brought in today, or he'd be arrested. One wrinkle which won't be triggered is that since he's in Mar-a-Lago, that's in Florida, what you do is you extradite him, and that takes a few days. The governor of New York would sign a extradition warrant that would be shown to a judge in Florida, and they'd order his arrest down there. One little wrinkle, DeSantis, trying to suck up to the Trump mob, said that he would not enforce an extradition order. That is a violation of our Constitution. Article 4, Section 2 of our Constitution says that if somebody commits an offense, any crime, in another state, but he runs to another state, in this case, Florida, quote, he shall be delivered up to be transported to the state having jurisdiction of the crime. DeSantis has just flat out said, I won't obey the Constitution. This guy is off the charts. But in any event, it's unthinkable that Trump will demand to be arrested. And it's not going to happen. His lawyers have said they'd bring him in. They wouldn't bring him in today because the Secret Service said, we can't coordinate all this so quick. I've heard, till I'm blue in the face, a lot of people speculating he's going to be brought in at 2:15 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesday. That's 1:15 p.m. Central time. Maybe. But Trump is the kind of guy who will try to delay it. They'll say the Secret Service needs some coordination with the police more than they have, blah, blah, blah. I have no confidence it'll be at any particular time. But I would say that if it's not next week, and fairly early next week, I think that Alvin Bragg will have an extradition warrant sent out for him. The other rumor, it's under seal, you know, but the other rumor is that there are 34 counts in it. Some people say at least over 30. How do you get 34 counts out of a $130,000 payment to a porn star? What prosecutors do is break it up in many counts so that if the defendant ultimately is persuaded to plead to a couple of them, they dismiss the rest. They don't put all their eggs in one basket. So in this case, there was more than one check apparently involved. Michael Cohen, whom they laundered the payment through, the lawyer who went to prison, took out a HELOC loan, home equity loan from a bank, undoubtedly misrepresented the reason he wanted it. Trump, we know, put it down falsely in the records of the company as just a legal fee. And this may go beyond just Stormy Daniels. There's another woman that he paid. She was apparently subject to testimony in the grand jury. And who knows? It could be that as well. And it could be other things. Conspiracy. In any event, 30 counts is a lot of counts. And the rumor also is, published by the New York Times, that there are felonies alleged. How do you get a felony when the fact is that the payment, the underlying charge, is he falsely put on the books and records of his company that it was a legal fee when it was essentially a payoff to a woman he'd had an affair with. Well, it's a misdemeanor in New York, except that if you do it to conceal something else that's some other wrongdoing, that boosts it to a felony. What's the other wrongdoing? In this case, he did it just shortly before the presidential election in 2016. He claims, and frankly, if he had not been running for president, if he'd paid her 130 grand so his wife wouldn't find out, that's not a felony. If he puts it on the books and records of his company as something else, that's a misdemeanor. But in this case, he clearly, according to the grand jury, thought that he was doing it. He thought that he was doing it because he didn't want it out at the election. And so they indicted him. And there may be other things here, too. I'm speculating. Over 30 counts, they'll be revealed at the arraignment, which some say is Tuesday, and I don't know when it's going to be. The Republican response has been essentially attacking Alvin Bragg and close to an incitement to violence. Kevin McCarthy was one of the worst. Now he's the speaker and he's attacking Alvin Bragg, saying that this irreparably damages our country. And what I say to him is, this is a sorrowful day and a day to exalt in the rule of law. I'm going to be talking a lot about this today, and the lines are starting to light up. So I'm going to go to the lines. Bill Oconomowoc, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
You know, you were talking about the possible other charges. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I read that before he came to run for the presidency, he had 26 sexual assaults. And they were all like pending or paid off or whatever. There were no charges that I was aware of. There were implications. Well, that could be part of this, the 30 that's there. Plus, I know, and I'm sure you know, that there's tax implications on some of the things that he did that would constitute a felony. But here's a way, I think Americans, and I hope Biden's on tap with this, Biden's staying away. That's a good idea right now. Just back off. Don't make any comments. But if Trump tries to run the clock, tries to pull all this other stuff, Biden can come in and by presidential order expedite the whole thing. Is that correct, Matt, or do I have it wrong?
Well, there's a difference between federal and state. This is a state prosecution by Alvin Bragg. So what Biden could do, he can certainly speak out on it, but I don't think that there's anything Biden can do, nor would it be welcome to expedite what's happening in New York. I will say a couple of things, and I want to first react to two things you said, Bill. One of them is, yes, some of these counts are going to be tax implications. He probably deducted the, quote, legal fee, end quote. You can't deduct this kind of a settlement for a hush money. You can't deduct hush money. So, yes, there will be tax implications. And if he did it on several returns, that's exactly right. On sexual assault, it's an interesting case. He said on the Access Hollywood tapes that he had grabbed women between the legs. Remember, he'd say, I grab them by whatever, and they don't mind. I don't know that any of them have come forward and objected. Apparently, I mean, this guy apparently grabbed one woman on a plane. He was sitting in an airplane next to a stranger. And there's an armrest. He reaches over and puts his hand up between her legs. I mean, you know, there's not a certain lack of class here. OK, I mean, this is not right. But in any event, E. Jean Carroll alleged that he raped her in the Bergdorf Goodman dressing room. And she apparently has a sperm sample on clothing, sort of like Clinton's blue dress. In New York, they required a defendant to give a cheek swab. Of DNA to check it out against other crimes. That he may be required to do. And if he does, they can then check it against the DNA sample that E. Jean Carroll has. So that's a couple of things. But as far as Biden getting involved, I think Bragg actually, and we're going to talk about this in the next segment, Bragg was magnificent. He doesn't want any federal interference. He fired back to Jim Jordan, James Comer, and Brian Stile, the committee chairman who attacked him, and told them to buzz off, and we're going to talk about that, too. So thanks for the great call, Bill. Coming to a break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. Hang on the lines. Do not go away. A lot more back after the break. Gotta cut you down. Gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter weather advisory begins at 1 a.m. early tomorrow morning and continues until 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Overcast skies tonight with rain likely early, then changing to snow. Lows around 31. Northeasterly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Snow likely tomorrow, high at 35. Mainly clear tomorrow night, 21. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 36.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
WAUKradio.com.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go briefly to the lines and then back to the subject. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. You're next. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Happy Friday, Matt. What I don't understand is the GOP Republicans running to the defense of Trump. Now, I know you're innocent until proven guilty, but for goodness sakes, running to his defense is, I don't understand it. Maybe you can explain it, but it makes no sense. Have a great day, Matt. Bye.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I'm going to hit that in a second, Paul. You're absolutely right. They have politicized this to an extreme degree. You know, somebody who hasn't is Moscow Mitch. Mitch McConnell has been silent, crickets, because remember, Trump insulted his wife ethnically, racially, because she's Chinese, you know, of Chinese descent. And, He has called Moscow Mitch terrible names. Moscow Mitch isn't standing up for him. But I'll tell you, some of the others are. I'm going to get to that in a second, but I want to talk about some other things that are happening in this that you can expect, and then we'll talk some more from the calls. Now, the one of the greatest responses, that I have seen was Meghan McCain, John McCain's daughter. And remember, John McCain was insulted by Trump. He was a war hero. The Viet Cong had him for like 4 or 5 years and tortured him. And he insulted him. And he said, quote, Trump said to McCain, quote, I don't like guys who were captured. And he turned it the other way around. He said, I like people who were not captured. I mean, it's a really cruel, stupid things to say. Meghan McCain, they asked her what she thought. She said, I like people who aren't indicted. I like people who aren't indicted. That was terrific. Absolutely terrific. Well, he'll have a mugshot. He's going to get a cheek swab, and that's going to be checked against, you know, any sexual assault cases are out there. E. Jean Carroll so far is not criminal because it's beyond the statute of limitations, but you can bet there'll be a Freedom of Information Act request to get it. He'll be fingerprinted. He probably will not be handcuffed. Why? Because he has Secret Service around him. And a lot of people may think, come on, Matt, why would he be handcuffed anyway? Well, I'll tell you why. Those of you who have long memories in Waukesha County in the late 1970s, there's a prisoner named Philemon Amaro. He went into court. In those days, they didn't handcuff you, and he grabbed the sheriff's deputy's gun and killed the sheriff deputy. And after that, in Wisconsin, in most states, you get handcuffed when you get brought into court if it's a criminal even charge or hearing. I don't care if you're a 90-year-old woman who shoplifted a library book. So this is very weird that he would not be handcuffed, but he does have Secret Service protection, and presumably they'll keep an eye on the guy. I'll tell you what, this is also going to ramp up the pressure on Merrick Garland, Jack Smith, good old Fannie Willis, who already has plenty of guts, but on those Georgia boys trying to shut her down, that's going to put a lot of pressure on them. We're going to quick go to the lines, and then I'm going to get back to what Wisco Paul said about people in the Republican Party sticking up for it. I'll tell you what they said. CJ of Beaver Dam, my friend, thanks for calling Western Miami Today. CJ of Beaver Dam.
Hi, Mr. Flynn. I just want to first say thanks for your service. Second, I want to say the young lady that's in this rape commercial, I haven't seen it yet, but she needs to sue whoever produced that commercial for emotional damages. Third, Alvin Bragg should start dropping charges against these senators and congressmen for interfering with an official investigation.
That is, these are terrific points, CJ. Thank you very much, because I am going to speak on them and develop what you just said. Thanks a lot. Excellent call. Well, CJ just put it this way. How many times have we said when people threaten office holders, they threaten DAs, they'll threaten school board members, at some point, you've got to bring charges? Well, let me tell you what Alvin Bragg did, and this is absolutely terrific. There were three committee chairmen that threatened him, and one of them, unfortunately, is from Wisconsin. One of them was Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, the head of the Judiciary Committee. One of them is James Comer of Kentucky, the head of the Oversight Committee. And the other one is Brian Stile of Janesville, who's the head of the Administration Committee. And they all got in his face and they all threatened him. And here's what he said. And this is absolutely terrific. He said he would not stand for it, to all three of them. He said, quote, what neither Mr. Trump nor Congress nor you may do is interfere with the orderly course of proceedings in New York State. You are attempting an improper and dangerous usurpation and attempted interference with an ongoing state criminal investigation. You are warned against unlawful political interference. And then he said, this is Alvin Bragg to those three congressmen, quote, your committees lack jurisdiction. In view of your close collaboration with Mr. Trump in attacking this office and the grand jury process, you are acting more like criminal defense counsel trying to gather evidence for client than a legislative body seeking to achieve a legitimate legislative objective. And they, you know what they did? They threatened to defund him. Marjorie Taylor Greene was part of this. You may remember that there is a rule in the House that was eliminated under the Democrats, restored under the Republicans, that said, even if we have an appropriation bill, and you know, the hundreds of billions of dollars, if there's somebody we don't like, we can yank his salary, we can finger the guy. This is wrong. This should not, never, that isn't even constitutional. Not only that, they don't pay Alvin Bragg's salary. The state of New York pays Alvin Bragg's salary, but they're out headhunting, trying to scare guys that somehow they're gonna get their pay yanked. This is what's going on. Alvin Bragg stood up to him. We've all got to stand up for him. And you're not going to believe what Lindsey Graham said. You're not going to believe what Lindsey Graham said. But I'll tell you what, we're going to a break right now. When I get back, I want to hit the second part of what CJ said about the rape victims that are being exploited by Daniel Kelly suing. That's a very important point. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Like a volcano that's hot, I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Former President Trump remains at his Florida estate, but he's expected to travel to New York for his arraignment Tuesday. The Manhattan grand jury indicted Trump after hearing testimony related to possible misuse of campaign finances during his 2016 run for the White House. Details of the indictment remain sealed. Johns Hopkins history professor and ABC contributor Lee Wright Rigor says it marks the first time a former president is facing criminal charges.
Because we've never had anything like this, because for a long, very long time, the behavior of presidents, either during their presidencies, while on the campaign trail, or afterwards, have been off guards or essentially against prosecution, what we're seeing right now is a complete shift in the political landscape.
The former president calls the indictment political persecution and claims it's election interference. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden in Mississippi today visiting the town of Rolling Fork and receiving briefings and meeting with families impacted by last week's deadly tornadoes. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Natnair. Here's what you need to know. Rain is expected to move into Wisconsin, eventually turning over to snow. Plan for slippery travel conditions and be ready for the potential of some strong thunderstorms. These weather patterns expected to persist over the next several weeks. That brings with it a possibility of flooding. It will take more staff to speed up processing times for license applications in Wisconsin. The head of the Department of Safety and Professional Services, Dan Harreth, telling the Budget Committee processing times now average 38 days. Compared to nearly 80 days in 2021. The department can't use its own budget surplus without the GOP-led legislature's approval. Governor Evers requested 20 new positions for the department in 2019-2021 and 12 in the following budget, but the legislature only approved one new position each time. The delays have kept thousands of workers waiting weeks to get their professional licenses. I'm Jane Natnair. This is Civic Media News.
And now, a special message from Charlie Behrens of the Cripes Cast.
How in the heck are you? It's me, Charlie, here to remind you that on April 4th, there's a huge election going on in Wisconsin. It's for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Now, it's a divided court, so the winner of this election is going to help determine the future of Wisconsin. Be part of that decision. Go to myvote.wi.gov to figure out your polling location and also what ID to bring. Again, myvote.wi.gov. And watch for deer.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Direct, our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Lindsey Graham was jeered by the Hannity show audience on Fox. He's gone back and forth, pro-McCain, pro-Trump, anti-Trump, pro-Trump, anti-Trump, pro-Trump. So often, it makes your head spin. Well, this is what the clown said yesterday, believe it or not. Quote, this is Lindsey Graham trying to suck up to the Trump crowd. Quote, on the way to the DA's office next Tuesday, Trump should smash some windows, rob a few shops, and punch a cop. That's what he said. That, by the way, is a crime to say that. Incitement to a crime. And so they said, are you out of your mind? You're a senator. And he said, well, what I mean by that is, he should act like Antifa. And that's what happened to them, and they were released immediately. Well, First of all, El Rongo, he is wrong. Anybody who smashes a window, robs a few shops, and punches a cop is going to get arrested. Anybody on the left doing it after the George Floyd riots, and there weren't as many as what happened on January 6th, they were arrested and put in jail. The January 6th insurrectionists, but not the leaders, not the big boys, the small fry, there were 1,000 of them, 600 of them have been sentenced already. The rest are pending, and many of them went to prison. That is so irresponsible. And the other thing is, these yahoos, these insurrectionists went to Washington and did it on the Capitol Police. You go to New York City, you punch a cop, I got news for you, Jack. You're going to regret it a long, long time. And it is absolutely irresponsible for a U.S. senator to suggest that anyone attack law enforcement. I want to talk about the other subject that CJ of Beaver Dam brought up, which I think is terrific. And then I'm going to go to the lines. I see you in the line. Do not hang up. Breaking development. TV stations have been asked by Janet Protasiewicz's campaign to pull the Kelly ad that victimized the rape victim. The woman in that ad who was raped, Kelly went to her people and said, can we use you in this ad? And she said, no, please don't. Without her permission, they did it anyway. She said, I trust Janet Protasiewicz. She did the right thing. And I told her to, this was my preference, what occurred. Here's what that rape victim said, and I'm not going to name her, when she saw the ad. Here's her report. She said it was traumatizing and inaccurate. It immediately took my breath away. I wonder if there was any thought put into the human being behind the case. I am a human being who wants peace. She not only refused to consent to Kelly, she refused to comment. Her lawyer is a guy I know, Matt O'Neill of Fox O'Neill and Shannon, one of the best, a great lawyer. I knew his father, Bruce O'Neill, great family, great lawyers at Fox O'Neill and Shannon. And he wrote this letter to the TV stations, don't show it. These ads are paid for by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. And they did this to Rebecca Dallet when she ran. She's on the Supreme Court. And in that one, they discussed child victims of sexual assault. And people got so disgusted that they voted for Rebecca Dallet, although there are many other reasons to vote for her as well. So the question is, if to CJ of Beaver Dam, the reason the victims never can sue is their depositions will be taken. And a very, very cruel individual could just traumatize them again, ask them what happened in detail. What did he do? What did he say to you while he was doing it? What did he make you say to him while he was doing it? They're not gonna do that. They can't do that. They've been re-traumatized and it's wrong. And the other thing I want to talk about right now quickly before we go to the line is what is the impact on the Supreme Court race and on the 8th Senate District in suburban Milwaukee? What is the impact of the Trump indictment? Some Republicans say, well, you know, that'll energize the base. On the contrary, this is going to energize voters who will vote for Janet Protasiewicz and Jody Habersinick. And why do I say that? Because Dan Knodel is on very thin ice. In the 8th Senate District, he is Voss's boy. He's Voss's stooge. He follows Voss. Voss is not popular with the MAGA crowd. Adam Steen ran against him in his district in 2022 and almost beat him. And Adam Steen had no credential at all to be in the legislature. The guy was 29 years old and had nothing going for him. So the fact that Trump, that Voss's boy is the nominee over Janelle Branchon, he's not going to get out a lot of the MAGA base. And the fact of the matter is, that Trump attacked Voss. So the fact that Trump is indicted, yeah, they're not going to like Alvin Bragg. They're not going to like anybody. That's not going to help Knodel at all back then. With Janet Protasiewicz, Most Republicans that I've talked to have said that they thought that Jennifer Doro would have been a stronger candidate. And they didn't like the campaign that Dan Kelly ran. And they didn't like the fact that he would not endorse her if she won. He said he would not endorse her. And the clown Knodel just came out. And Kelly, this helps Kelly, said, if I win and Janet Protasiewicz wins Supreme Court, I will consider impeaching her. In other words, I'll overrule the will of the electorate. When do these guys stop? Remember their governor candidate last time against Evers said that if I'm elected governor, no Republican will ever lose again in the state. And he lost. People don't like that kind of stuff. They don't like the fact that Kelly and Knodel, you know, are saying you might as well vote for Kelly because if you vote for, I mean, Kelly, you might as well vote for Kelly because if you vote for Protasiewicz, Knodel will impeach her. Hey, Jack, this is America, okay? This is Lexington and Concord. This is Valley Forge. Now, we don't put up with that kind of stuff. So I think what happens is the MAGA base out there, what are they going to do? Dan Kelly's name is not Donald Trump. He wasn't indicted. But what's really going to be energized are moderate Republicans and independents who say, we got to put an end to this. And the fact that Trump is indicted, it's going to help DeSantis. They are misconceiving what's going to happen in this race. We're going to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Jean?
Wow, so many issues, significant. I mean, I called my radio stations and said, stop running that ad. This is abusive of this woman. I mean, this is outrageous. This is a guy who wants to be on the Supreme Court. There's been so many negative, rotten things done toward women. If that don't get people out voting, I don't know what will. And this is sick. But anyway, I want to quick make a comment about the Republicans that keep supporting Trump. But really, they're aiding and abetting a criminal. And you know when people say, oh, he's the first president ever got indicted. Well, he's the first criminal president that we ever elected. I mean, this guy is above and beyond the scope of any normal person, if they did this in their life, or anybody else. Nobody that I can recall have ever committed the crimes this guy has done, and ever have the people bowing down to them, those Republicans that even go to the jail or prison where the January 6th people are being held, and hug them and give them high fives. What in the world is wrong with those people's heads? And you guys, we got to get them out of there. So thank you, Matt. I didn't mean to go on and on, but it's unbelievable. You have a great weekend, Matt.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Gene. Excellent comments. Yeah, Gene is referring to the fact that Trump came out and said that he felt that the January 6th people who were arrested were patriots and they're the victims. But Marjorie Taylor Greene and I think James Comer, I mean, some people who think they're pretty establishment, went to jail, the D.C. jail, and met with these people to, quote, you know, inspect the conditions in which they're being held as political prisoners. And what? It's like you're going to a Moscow jail or a Chinese jail. And this is America. You know, jail is not a good place. I agree. You don't want to be there. But we feed people. It's heated and air conditioned. The people are not mistreated physically. They're held for trial, or if they are sentenced to prison or to part jail, part work release, or whatever the heck it is, that happens. And to say they're political prisoners when they went up there and five people were killed, a woman was trampled to death, a woman was shot. Ed Fanone, the one cop, was almost beaten to death. Cops were beaten up. The one cop, you saw it, he had his head crushed, remember, in a door, and he was screaming for mercy. There's a cop. They used poles that had these homemade spears to beat them with. They punched them. They punched the hell out of them. They grabbed cops by the ankles, dragged them down the stairs with their heads bouncing off the stairs. You can get a subdural hematoma that way. You can die that way. You can die that way. Several cops committed suicide. Let me tell you something. It's one thing to say you're a conservative. The most conservatives do not put up with this kind of stuff. Most conservatives don't want this. They don't countenance it. But what's happened is that you have these extraordinary personalities, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Paul Gosar, Donald Trump, all these clowns. And everybody is trying to make a virtue of violence. And it's wrong. And to get back to the other thing that Gene said, and also CJ of Beaver Dam said, it is absolutely very wrong that TV stations are broadcasting these ads that traumatize rape victims to try to give it, what, an advantage? What kind of advantage to Daniel Kelly? First of all, they're false. They imply that somehow Janet Protasiewicz ignored the wishes of the victims. You know, these victims, there's a victim impact statement. And the victim impact statements and their pre-sentence reports, judges take those very seriously. And Janet Protasiewicz has either prosecuted or sentenced as a judge thousands of people. She's a tough, she had a reputation of being a pretty tough prosecutor. There are people on the left in the Democratic Party who favored her opponent in the primary for that reason. So it's absurd that the Republicans now come out and say that somehow what? She's not a tough sentencer and a tough prosecutor. But having said that, this rape victim, after she saw Kelly's ad, she almost fell off the couch because they called her and said, can we use it? Your case. And she said, no, please don't. And then she's watching TV and she sees the thing. And here's her statement. It was traumatizing and inaccurate. Inaccurate is a polite way of saying false. It immediately took my breath away. I wondered if there was any thought put into the human being behind the case. I am a human being who wants peace. And she refused to consent. She told Janet Protasiewicz in her victim impact statement that she wanted her to do what she thought best and so forth. She wasn't vengeful. Her lawyer, Matt O'Neill of Fox O'Neill and Shannon, has written letters to the TV stations asking them to yank it. By the way, they're not required to yank it. They're permitted to, but not required. I don't know if they will or not. Manufacturers and Commerce did the same thing. Back to Rebecca Dallet, who won. And in that case, they were rape victims who were children. Now, the Republican Party has got to wake up to something. In their zeal to win and to misrepresent the sentencing or prosecution history of a judicial candidate who's well-respected in the bar and well-respected among judges, you've got to draw the line in re-victimizing rape victims. You just have to. Because CJ asked, could she sue? Yes, she can sue, invasion of privacy and all that. But do you really think she's going to sue and sit in a deposition and have them ask her to relive it and relive what was said by him and her during the event? I mean, that is wrong. That's just very wrong. And at long last, enough is enough. And whatever their zeal is to get elected, do it some other way. Talk about Kelly's credentials. Talk about what he'll do as a Supreme Court justice. When we break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats and make your mouth water.
Tangy cheddar and jalapeno, dill pickle and Texas cheddar, and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter weather advisory begins at 1 a.m. early tomorrow morning and continues until 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Overcast skies tonight with rain likely early, then changing to snow. Lows around 31. Northeasterly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Snow likely tomorrow, high at 35. Mainly clear tomorrow night, 21. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 36.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
UKRadio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right back to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Thank you, Matt, for drawing attention to this story about this woman who was raped and had her story, if you will, hijacked by a Republican Party in their effort to take what she had said and her satisfaction with what Janet Protasiewicz had done in terms of coming up with a sentencing structure for this man who raped her. And I would so encourage people, we focus, you know, on the women in this story, but let's just turn it around and imagine, for all the men out there, imagine this is your wife, your girlfriend, your sister, you know, your friend at work. Imagine having their life, they asked not to have it ripped apart and shown as a TV commercial in a political situation, and the Republican Party just goes right ahead and does what they want. To be so thoughtless, to be so cruel, to be so brutal, to be so sure of your power that you think you can take someone else's story about one of the most agonizing moments in her life, I should imagine, that you could not imagine that this could be done to your daughter, your wife, your girlfriend. I think the lack of empathy is just amazing, and it really reveals what this party is like. I find it appalling, and I'm really glad you've drawn attention to this awful incident by the Republican Party. Thanks.
Thank you, Joe. Those are very, very good comments. And yeah, I would put it this way. My own belief is that people do have a right to privacy. And even though people, if they run for office and they're candidates, then it, you know, it's no holds barred. But this woman didn't ask to be dragged into politics. This woman asked not to be dragged into politics. In fact, they contacted her in advance and they said, we want to do this ad. And is that okay with you? And she said, no, it's not okay with me because, Janet Protasiewicz was excellent with me, and I asked for restorative justice. This was what the term was she used, and Janet Protasiewicz did what I asked. So it's not accurate to say this anyway, and I don't want to relive this. That's what she said. She's sitting at home, turns on TV, and there it is, even though they'd asked her, and she said no. Now, a suggestion was made by a caller, Can she sue? Yeah, she could sue. And to get what? Damages? I mean, she doesn't want damages. She wants her privacy. But what's going to happen is if she sues, they will take her deposition and they will pretend to be polite and they'll say, okay, and, you know, how did he get in the house and what did you do? And, you know, did you scream and what did he say to you and what did he make you say to him and all this? She doesn't want that. She doesn't want that. Nobody wants that. That's not right. It's not right. And the manufacturers who paid for it, they did it to Dalit and to rape victims in her race a few years ago, and they were underage. You know, there's got to be some level of realization in politics that you don't exploit people for what? What does that say about what Kelly would do as a Supreme Court justice? What he should say is what I'm going to do as a Supreme Court justice, not make somebody else miserable by somehow getting people's prurient interest raised. And the bottom line is the victim said, it's an inaccurate ad. She did what I requested. And I've said many times, and I'll say it again, these last minute slime ads that come out, the reason they're last minute, because you can't enjoy them that quick. The reason they're last minute is because you can't respond. It's a 2 minute drill and it's not enough time to respond. Going back to the lines, I'll take you in order. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jake?
Hey, man, I'll tell you why these ridiculous Republicans are acting so shocked that Donald Trump is going to trial. Because they're used to Republican presidents being criminals and being unchecked in their criminality. Hell, every Republican president since Richard Nixon has been guilty of numerous crimes, with the possible exception of Gerald Ford, who just made himself, you know, an accessory after the fact by pardoning Nixon. So these Republicans, you got to understand, at least one of these Republican presidents was going to be charged eventually, okay? And you got away with a lot of stuff over the past couple of generations, but not this time. Donald Trump is going to trial, and it won't be the first trial, because, you know, the Justice Department is going to be shamed into acting by this action by the Manhattan court there. So it's going to be more than one trial. So if you think he's going to be able to run for president successfully in the middle of more than one trial, best of luck with that, Republicans, but you're going to lose again.
Thank you, Jake. And, you know, I think you're right that it's going to put pressure on Garland and it'll put pressure on Jack Smith, who I think is fundamentally a good guy. Fannie Willis is terrific. But the Republicans in Georgia, they have a judge now asking her why he shouldn't dismiss the grand jury down there and destroy, burn, shred the testimony of witnesses whom the grand jury said it's under seal. They recommended felony prosecutions of some of them. That's just not right. And the only way that this thing, you have Alvin Bragg showing guts, Fannie Willis showing tremendous guts, and it's time we need Merrick Garland to step up to the plate. Thank you for calling. Tom of McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling, Tom. What's in your mind today?
One thing I haven't been hearing within the media is this is, you know, the way that the Republicans are spinning this is an out-of-control district attorney in New York that is just overreaching. And the reality is, this is a grand jury that Bragg, and within New York, part of the grand jury proceedings is not only does Bragg have to present evidence, he has to present exculpatory evidence as well. And the jury voted to say that there is sufficient evidence to say that, yes, crimes have been committed. We are going to recommend indictment. And all Bragg is doing is following their recommendations. So this is not an out-of-control DA. This is a grand jury who saw all sides of what was going on, and they decided that, yes, Trump is guilty and he should be held for trial. And I just wish that we would see more of the media spinning it that way, that this is a grand jury that's saying that Trump is guilty, and Bragg is just following their recommendation, and not just Bragg saying on his own, you know what, I'm going to charge Trump. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's a very, very good and nuanced point. And I want to emphasize that in the past on this show, I've said that in the federal system, the adage is that a prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich. That's because you're right. In the federal level, there is no requirement to introduce exculpatory evidence, and the prosecutors don't introduce exculpatory evidence. New York has a peculiar statute. If you're the object of a grand jury, you get the right to testify and go in and give your side of it. In this case, Trump didn't do that, but he sent someone else in. And the grand jury looked at it. They could have decided not to indict. You can't indict a ham sandwich in New York. It's a peculiarity of their state law. And yet they came back with an indictment under seal. We're going to the end of the show. We're running out of time. Unfortunately, I have people on the line. It's a great show, as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you on Monday.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
News.